Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to bless you. We just want to praise you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God all the praise, all the honor that is due his name. We're so excited about what God is doing in these end times. And I know we've been saying these end times for a long time, but we are in the end times. Amen, amen. Well, honey, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. I am here and just blessed to be among God's people again and just excited about, like you are, I'm excited about this show. I was able to overhear a little bit of the preview of the testimony and just amazed at how great God is and how he works in the lives of people. When we think that life is chaos, God has everything all under control, and we just thank God for that today.
Dave, open us up with prayer.
Father, in Jesus' name, we just come to you right now and we say thank you, hallelujah, for one more day. We thank you, Lord God, for goodness. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness and grace and every blessing, hallelujah, that you have poured down upon us. We know that if it had not been for you on our side, hallelujah, we don't know where we would be. Some of us would be dead. Some of us would be on drugs. Some of us would have lost our minds. Some of us would have been in prison. But, Lord God, you just have kept us and you blessed us. And we just say thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of sharing, this time of reflection, this time of giving you glory and praise. And right now we just pray your anointing up on this broadcast. Let your word go forth, Lord God. Let your praises ring throughout this world, that men and women will hear and know that they have hope, that they will hear and turn to you and call on you, because you said, whoever calls on your name, that you will save them, that you will hear them, that you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Let the world know that their hope is in Jesus. Let the world know that they need not die in their sins, that they need not just give up hope, but the hope in the Lord, and you will bring us out. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless our host today, our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, and her ministry. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We give you the glory and say amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, babe, for that prayer. We just thanking God for our guest on today, Passion London. And as my husband was saying, we talked on last night, and she actually was a divine connection from Sister Renita. And Sister Renita is my co-host on second Saturdays and any other Saturday that I can get her when she's not working. I see her on the line, so. But I'm just thanking God for the divine hookup that God is doing. You know, we're here because we want God to receive all the honor and the glory that is due his name. And he's worthy. He's worthy. This young lady, her testimony is so awesome. Like the testimonies that we've been having on They Overcame. And we're thanking God for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, who is the founder, the pastor of New Destiny Ministries. And we're thanking God that she has allowed us this time slot to be able to come on and give God the glory and the honor that is due his name. And tune in every day to Evangelist Bernard, New Destiny Ministries, and hear what the Lord is doing. Hear the word of the Lord every day at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, or 4 o'clock Eastern time at this same number, 858-683-1334. And without any further ado, we are going to bring Sister London on. Are you there? Are you there, Sister London?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. And we have all the time in the world for you to give your testimony. And you don't have to worry about, you know, in the church, when your testimony is too long, they say, well, you can't tell it all. You can't tell it all, but we're here and you can tell it all.
Okay, well, I'm not going to keep. I'm sorry. Okay.
Go on.
I'm not going to bless you all. My name is Passion London. I'm 34 years old now, and I am now a, I guess I've always been a prophetess because I always, you know, God always gave me words for people, and I always, you know, been in church and been a tithe parent since I was 14 years old, faithfully. So I thank God for that. But I just had some things in my life that kind of went up and kind of went down. And, you know, I just, you know, like everybody else, had a, you know, pretty, I had a rough life, and things that probably could have been prevented if I would have received God into my life a little earlier. But I guess I had to go through some things in order to have a testimony. My first experience was when I was 8 years old. Me and my father were really close, and my father passed away when he was 8 years old. I mean, when I was 8 years old, he was 38. He died in church one night, fell dead, and they thought that he was just out in the spirit, so they left him there. So I lost him, and that was my first experience. Okay, wow, kind of made me look at life a little different. And so my dad, he was on heroin, and I had seen him one night shooting drugs, and that was, you know, I know that's why probably that he had a massive heart attack like he did. But I thank God because I know he died in church. I know my dad got it right with God before he, you know, went on to be with him. So I'm excited about that. And for years I was angry with the lady because they did not check on him, and I held a grudge against her, and I went to find her when I was of age to drive and all of that kind of stuff. And I got my first car. I went looking for her, probably intentions to kill her. But thank God I could not find the lady. But years later, when I was 27, she found me and she talked to me, and I walked from one end of my city to the other end of my city, talking on the phone to this lady, and she explained everything to me and let me know that he knew that he was happy when he came to church that night. He was excited, and he seen the gates of he seen the heavens open up for him. He told her that he told her that, and he said that he was excited. If he went to meet Jesus tonight, he would not be upset. He would be excited. So my dad knew that his time was coming really soon. And if he was happy, then I'm happy, and I'm just happy that he made it to see the Lord. Next experience, that brings a whole different look on it. It's my joy. That's still my papaya, and I love him dearly, and I think about him every day. And I know he keeps me going. His spirit keeps me going. But when I was 12 years old, I was with some friends of mine, and we were up to no good. And I got a gun put to my head. At the age of 12, I was told to get down on my knees. I was somewhere where I should not have been. Should have been home with my mom, but I was out doing whatever I wanted to do, being disobedient to my mom. So that was my second kind of, you know, I guess you would call it traumatic experience, because no 12-year-old deserves to have a gun put to their head. And I thank God that the man let me go, and I still didn't wake up. You know, life just kind of kept going in waves for me. When I was 14 years old, 14 and a half, I met my kid's father, and I have three kids by him, 17, 16, and 12 years old, Vincent, Shakira, and Cody, the loves of my life. I love my baby so much, and I thank God for them. I dropped out of school when I took care of them. I took care of my family, and I did what I had to do to take care of my family. And by any means necessary, we took care of our kids. But we were in a very violent relationship, very violent relationship. Too young for me to be go through the things that I went through at that age. My nerves in the right side of my mouth. I haven't had any nerves in that side of my mouth in over. I guess it's been about 13 years now that, you know, I haven't been able to feel on that side of my mouth. So sometimes it feels really funny and it feels really weak because of a fight that we had. And it was a lot of fights, and it was a lot of domestic violence, and it was a lot of just times where I would be, one time I was getting out of the shower and I was beat with a belt. Just a whole lot for a young girl to go through, and I learned how to fight back. You know, I learned how to fight back. I keep saying here getting beat up, so I learned how to fight back. And, you know, and even though it was not healthy, we eventually broke up and we went our separate ways, and he's still a great father to our kids, and we learned from our mistakes, and I thank God for that. And I can't, you know, I wouldn't want another man to be the father of my kids, but I'm glad that God did not keep us together, because it's no telling where we would be at. As I grew and I started learning with life outside of him, I started having sex for money. You know, it had to be a certain amount of money. And so I guess I'm not going to call, I don't know if I was a prostitute or not, call it whatever it is you want to call it, but I did it and I worked and also, but I did what I had to do to take care of my kids on my own. I started dabbling into selling guns and to selling whatever to make sure me and my family were, we had money. And money was my God. So, like I said, by any means necessary, until I learned that God was my God and he had to teach me, and I had to go through some things to know that God was my God. But I got it now. I have a daughter with Down syndrome. She was born without a heart. My mom can explain that whole story. It was really like a hard time for me. I didn't find out till she was 10 days old that she had trisomy 21, and that she, she did not have a heart. I just knew that when I would feed her, she could barely eat. She couldn't use the bathroom on either end. So she was miserable. My baby, she was miserable. Her name was Cody. I named her after my best friend that got killed when we were 21. No, when we were 20 years old, he got killed. So I had her at 22, so I named her after him. She stayed in the hospital for 2 months. She only weighed 6 pounds and 7 ounces still at the time of surgery at 2 months old. But after she got that surgery, honey, she was healed and she was climbing and moving. And, oh, my God, my baby, she just really lived life. She really lived. She's 12 years old now. She really lived life, and I enjoy every minute with her. She take me for a you know, a wrinkle sometime, but I thank God for it every day. I wouldn't trade her. I couldn't imagine her any other way. I don't even think I want her any other way, but with Down syndrome and the things that she had to go through to be here. So she's a stronger girl and she fights. So, she has a little brother that makes sure he watches over her every day at school. They're the same age. And he goes to see about his sister, and they take care of each other at that schoolhouse, and even when he comes over. So I thank God for that she has a best friend and her little brother, and her older brother, he's 13. But I have been stabbed. It's once in my neck, once in my shoulder, and pretty much all the way down my arm, 37 staples down my arm. I thank God for my friend Scenario. She took care of me. For 3 weeks, I didn't have to lift a finger, and she just told me to heal. Things that could have been prevented, you know, me and the young lady that did stay. I mean, we are able to hug each other now. We just recently connected a year ago, and she asked me, so she talked to me. I told her, yeah. But I had already dreamed about it, and God had already gave me peace about it, that we were going to connect and that she was going to apologize. And we both learned, and whatever I did to her to make her act that way, I apologize for my actions, and she, you know, she'll definitely apologize to hers, and, you know, taught her a life lesson, and she's saved now also. So we thank God that she gave her life to Christ, and she's a good person. She's a good person. People just have to learn, and they have to go through things to stop them also.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah, so. Her kids are blessed, and mine are too, and we're both living, so that's all we could do was really cry because she, you know, my life could have been taken. Everywhere that could have killed me, she skipped over, and I don't know how because she was jabbing. She was jabbing, so, you know, I'm here. I thank God for it. I never thought that I would be a I never thought that I would be a preacher. That's not what I wanted to do. That's not what I wanted to do, but I know God seemed different. God seemed different for me, and I thank him for seeing the best in me. When my family, you know, I have family, my sister doesn't speak to me, but I'm praying for that we can reconnect and join together and love each other, and she can love me like I love her. So all of you all that are listening, be in prayer with me for that, because that means the world to me. And I know God is going to answer that prayer. If he can answer prayers about light bills, and he can answer prayers about car payments, and he can answer prayers about new houses and all these things, I know surely he can answer prayers about reconnecting me and my sister together, that we can have a good relationship and we can love each other like
Amen.
We're supposed to. You know,
Amen.
So I tell young girls, you don't have to go out here and have sex with men for money. You don't have to sell drugs. You don't have to sell guns. You just, if you just believe in God and know that God is going to take care of you and God is going to keep you, you know, and I know it's hard, and I know your faith gets low, and I know. I tried to commit suicide because I didn't know where else to go. I didn't know what else to do. That's a really dark place when you get to the point where you try to take your own life. You're not even of yourself anymore. You're not even of yourself. I just know that I took a bottle of pills, and I laid down and I covered up to die, and I called my mom and I told her that I loved her, and that she wouldn't have to worry about me anymore. And I say to myself all the time, who are you? Who did you think you were to take your own life? You know, how dare you do that to yourself? You know, I just imagine my kids growing up without me, and my mom being without me. My mom is my best friend in the whole wide world, you know, and, you know, we have stuck together through thick and thin with us being homeless and God bringing us from truly the bottom, me seeing my mom in domestic, you know, in a very bad relationship, her and her one of her ex-husbands, him beating her, and her coming through that, and her being in ministry, and all learning from my mom. She lost her parents, both her parents by the age of 15, and she graduated from high school at 15 and got her first job at the Board of Education for 15. So I thank God for my mom, for me having a mom to teach me, because even though I might have not seemed like I was listening at the time, I always kind of stuck by my mom. I didn't go far. I just did whatever I had to do to live, you know. And
survive.
I just, you know, might have stayed gone for 2 or 3 days to do whatever, and I come back home, and I have a mama put this in the, he's on my ties, mama, he's on my ties, you know. And, you know, you don't know when you out there so young and you think that you know everything, you know, you kind of get off, you know, you lose sight. You lose sight. And I tell people, you know, that stuff weighs on you. You begin to look heavy. And you begin to, you know, the long nights where you really want somebody and you don't have nobody, so you try to seek and find things to fulfill you, and nothing fulfills you, and you're just down. I was more depressed than anything, you know, still had that spirit of depression, of being neglected, you know, people always wanting to borrow money, but instead of talk about you or want to fight you. You know what I'm saying? The same people that come to borrow be the same people that's laughing at you. But, you know, I never cared really about what people said. It's just the, you know, I don't know. It's just the point of being used a lot. Being used a lot and you know, people,
yeah.
You know, just people, I don't know how to put it. Just people being people, I guess. You know, but I tell you what, when I finally accepted Jesus and I finally let him take everything out of me that was not right, and I didn't try to do it myself, I cannot say that I have a lot of weary days. I don't have weary days. I don't cry a lot. You know, I pray. I learned how to pray, and when I learned how to pray, honey, the devil should have never let me do that, because I, you know, I thank God for the prayer life, you know, and the result of me living saved. My son got saved a couple of weeks ago, you know, and he's 17 years old, and he's been through a lot too, you know. So I said, well, you know, hey, if I'm living, if he sees his mama living right, and you know, trying to do the best she can to see his grandma living right, then, you know, he wanna try it too. So I thank God for that. That he ain't got to see his mama out on the street strung out, and he ain't got to see me out here messed up and fighting and cursing and drinking and smoking. And he can see his mama. I'm about to go to church, y'all. Y'all going? You know, he's going. Come on. And a lot of times they say yeah, and a lot of times they say no. They're teenagers, so you know they do their own thing. And I went through a little battle with him too. You know. But, you know, I know that he has overcome, and that he's a better person, you know, and he's doing better with himself. So I just keep, y'all keep me in prayer with my kids, because they're getting older, and mama don't play. So, you know, they know, and just keep me in prayer that I can stay strong with these teenagers. But
Yeah.
It's been hard. I've lost a lot of friends to murder, and a lot of close friends. But you know, like I say, I'm here, and I don't know any place I'd rather be. My daughter Shakira wrote a book about my daughter Cody when she was 9 years old. The first publishing company stole my mom's money and closed down and did not refund her money. But we got introduced to another publishing company, and the book is called Sugar Mama Survival. It's here in the local library, and it's also on Amazon.com. If you all want to look it up and go, you know, check it out, I think it's like $13 or $15 online. It's a very good book. It will make you cry, and it's real. And it's about the love she has for her sister. Author's name is Shakira Lovick. Michaela, well, her name is Cody, but her first name is Michaela. She received the honor roll, you know, and when the doctor told me that she would never do anything or wouldn't be able to walk or talk, the devil is alive, because my baby's at Special Olympics every year, and she wins those 100-meter dash and those 50-meter dash. She is a very fast runner, so I don't believe nothing the devil tells me no more. You know, I don't even let that thing go out in one ear and out the other, and I suggest that people do the same, because the devil is a liar, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and to set your mind up. And once I've noticed, once the devil has your mind, if he can get a hold to your mind, then that's his playground. But if we can keep him away from our mind, and every time he comes up, Miss Billy, we got it going on. We got it made. If we can keep him out of our mind, and we can learn how to rebuke him and bind up and tear down those strongholds, we got it made. You know, and it's not easy. It's not easy being saved and single. It's hard. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, everything is wonderful. Everything, well, no, it ain't. Everything is wonderful because we're in Jesus. But it's still temptation. It's still great. And sometimes you just got to run from the devil. You can't go with the devil. You know the devil over there. And you know the temptation over there. You got to go for it. You got to go, take a U-turn, go on the other way, honey, because, you know, you don't want that guilt, and you don't want that conviction. You know, if I can tell you about that, trying to live right and still doing, trying to do what you want to do, that conviction, boy, is something else. If you really want Jesus, that conviction will eat you up. So I don't even feel like dealing with it. Oh, God, what you going to do to me because I did this, because I messed up and I went back out and I did this. I don't even want to deal with it. I got to lock myself down on the bed not to go nowhere, to stay in this house so I won't get in no kind of trouble with the Lord. And that's what I do, because I ain't got time. Not for no God test. Not for no, because you don't never know when them things going to end. God will put you
right.
Yes, sir. He'll put you through something to make you learn. And I don't want to. If something happened, it won't be because passion ignited it. It won't be because I had anything to do with the Lord. Okay, I was in here reading my Bible and I'm studying. I'm praying, Lord. You see me right? So you know, I have to talk to him like that. So the Lord said, "Girl, you all worth him. I don't care." I talk to him like he's my friend, because he is.
Yes, he
you
is.
Know, so.
Yes, he is. And yes, I think a lot of us get off of kilter, because when you come into the church and you hear those that have been in the church and how they pray and the eloquent words that they use, and, you know, it seems like they're calling down thunder and lightning, and, you know, that God is hearing them. But God hears us when we're talking to him, just like you're saying, passion, just talking to him. Like that's how he wants us to talk to him. He wants us to talk to him like, you know, we're talking to our friend. I am a friend of God. I love that song. I am a friend of God.
Yeah.
He calls me friend. Amen. So, amen.
Amen.
Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm glad you did. So I was running out of stuff to say. I hear a lot of people use big words and all that, and I don't know all those big words. I just know, God, you take me out of the situation and you put more of you in it, and I want you, I take me all the way out, put you in it so I can have the anointing. I'd rather have the anointing than know a whole lot of big words in the pulpit. You know, I'm not saying that I don't know any. But, you know, I have heard some big words, but no anointing. And I'd rather have the anointing. I'd rather have been through something so I could tell people to, you know, stand, be, hold on and stand and see the results of the Lord and believe the report of the Lord. You can't go to man and get his advice. You know, I know all of us have friends that we want to talk to, and what do you think about this? Because I'm going through with this in the Lord. But I tell you, if you learn how to fast and pray yourself, and you learn how to seek God yourself, that you will, he will, God will give you your answer. And I'm telling you, he is a prayer answerer, and he is a way maker, and he is a healer. I know him to be all of that. I had cancer in my cervix in stage 3, and I did not think I was going to make it. And the doctors did not either, you know. But I tell you, I lost, I was 167 pounds. I went down to 132. If I'm not mistaken, within weeks' time, you know, and God, you know, and God healed me. God healed me from cancer, you know, and I thank God for that. You know, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? God ain't said you had to be perfect and let everything go. No, you better not, because I'm going to tell you what, you're going to go back to it, and you're going to keep going back to it until you let God do it.
Yes.
Until you let God take these things out of you. That's the only way you're going to get delivered. I don't care if you've been preaching 25, 37, 57 years. If you're preaching and you, everybody got something in it, because ain't none of us perfect. We're not going to be perfect until we meet them. But I encourage you to live the best you know how and do the best you can in Jesus. And to try it. If you did it today, try not to do it tomorrow. You know, just try, you know, try to live a little better than you did yesterday, you know, and each day this, okay, well, I did this yesterday. My thing, I love marijuana. I smoked. I love to smoke marijuana. And, and that's still a temptation for me. So I just have to stay away, you know, because, I don't know if I could roll me up one or not. You know, but I don't want to mess up with Jesus. I ain't going to do it intentionally and go where it's at. So I just have to try to stay away from things like that. And when I feel myself getting a little antsy and wanting to do that, I just pick up the word or start talking to God or go in there and find something to clean up. And, you know, and after a while, those things, you forgot all about that you wanted to do it. Keep yourself active
and
in God.
And
if you do make that mistake and do it, okay, repent and try not to do it again tomorrow. Try not to do it again tomorrow, because you don't want that conviction and you don't want that guilt on you. That guilt and that conviction of the Lord is something else. I feel sorry. I be feeling sorry for God, because I know he got the whole world. And he could do all things, but we have to encourage God too. I believe we do, because we cannot. You know, he has the whole world that he's dealing with, and people are doing whatever they want to do. I just believe God get tired too. You know, he get okay with this. You don't want to live right, and I keep trying to do right by you, and to keep showing you that I am God, and you just keep wanting to not believe, and you not wanting to trust, and you don't want to do this, and you don't want to do that. I'm going to just take my hands out of the situation until you can believe me. To me, that's saying he's getting tired of you doing whatever you want to do, and I'm just going to leave you here because you think you're God and you know everything. I'm going to leave you over here, and I'm going to go ahead on to the next person and begin to bless them. And when you're ready, you begin to call on my name and seek my face. And then when you know that, and when you realize that I am God and the only God, then I'll come back to you. I ain't going to leave you. I'm just going to take my hands off of you and let you do what you want to do.
Yes, but what a loving God that even when we mess up, he always is there with arms open up, waiting for us to come back to him,
and he watches. He watches, you know, over us. I know he does, and I trust him. I trust him with everything, and I had to get to that point because I remember it was a time where I would worry about the cable bill not being paid and sit in the corner and cry and rock like a crazy person. Man, if you don't come cut this cable off now, I don't care about this cable. If you want to cut the cable, I'll cut the cable off. Want to cut the phone off? Cut the phone off. Okay, I'll be in there whipping rent. I sure will.
I get it paid, but I've never got to the point, okay, God, talk to them for me, because I might not talk to them right. So you talk to them for me, and then I go talk to them after you talk to them. I give that stuff to God. I wish I would sit here and worry about a bill. I'm like, girl, I used to be crazy. When I sit back and think, sitting in the corner crying over cable bills and light bills, and my lights ain't never been cut off. All the years I've been in my own life ain't never been cut off, but I just want to worry about anything.
Yes.
But I was making money. Time and time again.
Oh.
But I wish I would. Insult God like that and sit here and cry and worry over these bills. Light bill either, rent, nothing. Car payment, no. I ain't going to worry about it because faithful. I'm a tithe payer, and I pay the bills the best I can out of my pay, and I'm not going out here to do anything that's outside the will of God to make any money. I'm past that in my life. I moved on from that, and I'm going to believe God. Now, God, I paid my tithes, and you know how much my tithes be, and that might have could have been a bill, but I don't need, okay, you work it out for me. You got it.
Amen.
You're on the whole world. You
yeah.
got it. Amen. So give me favor. I need money too, but give me, okay, right now, God, I need favor. And you fix it. You fix it. He does. And He do. And I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about God because he's a provider. And when I thought that, man, my kid's father was my provider and he had everything I needed. God is no man. Not you, not your job, not nothing. God. I'm the highest paid employee on my job. And I tell you what, still don't make enough to pay all my bills. And I say, okay, that's how you know your job ain't your provider, because you still ain't making enough to pay all your bills. I'm your provider. I take care of you. I'm your everything. And he is. God is my everything. And I wouldn't put anything before him. It was a time where I made my kids my God. Worrying about them and making sure they had everything. Needs and wants. And you mess up kids like that. And then you have to spend years repairing. When you realize that you have messed up these kids. Yes, ma'am. You have to repair that thing, and you can't do it without God. And that's who I had to give it to. I had to give my kids, well, really my son, to God. And I thank God he is becoming a man. And he's realizing that, he was so used to having everything handed to him, cars and money and all that, that he had to learn how to depend on Jesus early. So I'm glad now that he get to take that with him for the rest of his life. God is my source. God is my provider.
Yes.
If my attitude is right, then I won't have to, then things will go easier for me. I'm currently, I'm a CNA too. I'm currently trying to take my prereqs for the nursing program. I was always told I wasn't going to be anything. I was always told that pretty much the bad flock of family. But I never, sometimes it would bother me, sometimes it wouldn't. And I noticed, I said, well, Dad, the bad Fonker family always the one that got the loan money. But that's okay. if I never get it back, it's okay. It's all good. It's okay. He will. And I ain't worried about it. He has, Miss Billy. He really has. It's just funny that, you always rejection. I had to deal with that. I have to deal with that a lot of rejection. And I'm praying about that. I don't deal with a lot of people at all. But it's like you always have to prove yourself. And I don't feel like proving myself. I get in there and do my jobs and do what I have to do, and get it done. And if you accept me, accept me. If you don't, you don't. You, I know, God, I pray, and I don't pray till I feel something. I don't stop praying until I feel something break. So I know God has me covered. So, you know, I know you got to see some kind of God on me. You know, you just want to be evil, then that's on you. You know, I can't stop that. But I know I don't look like a regular preacher. You know, I don't look like what people think I should look like. I'm not a regular person. I mean, none of us are. We all have our stories and our testimonies. We all have been through something. We all have been through something. I have housed many people, you know, housed many young girls to try to help them on their way. And one just become a, she just became a CNA one. So she's on her way. When she first came to me, she was, she didn't even have a high school diploma. So I thank God through prayer and her and watching and listening, finally listening, you know, she went and got a high school diploma, went to school, she moved to New York, and she was able, you know, calling me almost at least 3 times a week. How do I do this? What's the answer to that? Well, let me look it up. Let me go get my book. We're gonna learn it together because I don't know either. So we just going to find out the information together, and I take the information with me to my class too. So, you know, she got that, and she's working really hard, no kids, and I'm really proud of her. Another one, she's about to open up her own restaurant up in Fayetteville. So I thank God for that. You know, we just living one day at a time and just binding up the enemy and everything that he's trying to bring against us. I know the devil is busy with young people and the deaf angel, and to be real, it's out here for our young people. So I just spend a lot of time praying in the community, or sometimes just driving and praying. And my mom does too. She usually gets out about 5 o'clock in the morning to pray in the community for our young men and women. But I know that the devil desires to take our young men out of here, and I just, the devil is a liar. He's not going to do it. Not in this community. Yeah. Not in this community, and not in the surrounding community. Any community that we can drive and pray over, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, I encourage everyone to join in and do that for your community. Save our young boys, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes things, and you put some anointing oil down on them grounds and them streets them boys walk at night, and, you know, cover the city with the blood of Jesus, you know, and fumigate the atmosphere that nothing can come into our communities and tear it down and take these babies out of here. You know, because they're appointing, we need our young men. We need our young men. So, you know, it's, Ms. Billy, you got any questions for me?
I'm just enjoying your testimony. I just, you know, as you're talking, I hear the Lord. And I was thinking when you said, I don't look like, you know, what you think a preacher should look like, but neither did John the Baptist. You know, he was one that was totally different from society. But, you know, those are the ones. God's just looking for us to be open and willing for him to use us. And he will use us. He will use us like he's using you, Precious. Thank you so much for coming on the broadcast and, you know, sharing your testimony. I everybody has their own style, but I thank God that you allow God. Listen, don't ever run. Run from not conviction. Conviction comes from God. But
I know
when you say you know that when you're overcome, the enemy comes to beat you down. God comes to say, okay, I need you to get this right. You know, like you were saying, you know, I've been working with you, and that's how God used to, you know, woo us, and you know, try to bring us back to Him. But he's done so much now. I'm like you. I know God is saying, you know, okay, look, you want to get it right, when you want to get it right, then I'm right here for you. But other than
yeah.
that, I'm just going to take my hands off of you. That's what God is doing. You can see, you know.
Because
you
his grace and his grace is leaving the earth, you know. And what we had, sorry to interrupt you, Miss Billy.
Go ahead.
We had a long time years to get things right. It's, okay, we could do something today wrong, and we had years for God to come back and get us and say, okay, now I'm gonna punish you for this. God is like the next 2-3 days. God is, you know, like I'm not putting up with it. You know, I'm not putting up with it. You get it right. We're gonna deal with this now. I'm gonna give you another test, and this time you're gonna pass it. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to keep same test over and over and over again. I wanna pass the test. You know,
exactly.
I wanna pass the test. I don't want to keep failing it over and over and over again. I do want to tell the young ladies, please keep your records clean. You know, as far as your criminal backgrounds and stuff, that is a big hindrance. I have 2 assault charges, and even though they were in defense of my family, I kind of wish then I would have learned how to pray instead of putting my hands on people. I don't know exactly what I would have did and exactly how I would have reacted in the incident with my daughter. But I just think back, if I would have learned how to pray, then that would have not been on my record. You know, I could have probably saved myself. You know, I've been turned down for a lot of great jobs because of my background, you know. And if I, you know, and they came back to back. My record was clean, and I have nothing else since then. Nothing else on my record since those 2 incidents. You know, if we could, you know, just try to keep your records clean. Think before you go out here and fight and put your hands on people, because people press charges for anything, and they can put that on your record, even if it's true or if it's not true. You know, so
right.
I just encourage people to think before they act, because it follows you. And it might not caught up with you now, but later it will. And then when you're getting yourself together and you get this good job and you want this really good job, and then you have this thing on your record, you know that you're a pretty decent person, you know, and you go ahead and, okay, I'm going to go get this job, but there's one thing that's holding me back, and I should have thought about this before I did it. Always think and always pray about everything before you, I don't care what it is, pray about it, pray about everything, because it seems like the devil in anything now.
Yeah,
he's in anything now. I'm not trying to be deep. I'm just being real. He's in every single thing that you can think of. He gets his, he in the day he get his filthy hands on, he's going to put his hands on it.
Yeah.
You know, so just seek God and pray about it. Before people make you mad, people gonna talk, people gonna look down on you, people gonna say whatever they want to say about you. They're gonna do, you know. But if you can prevent it, don't let people pressure you. Go out here and do crazy stuff. Grown people too. Don't let people go out here and pressure you to make mess up, because then you have to live with that mess up.
Yeah.
And people say they down for you, they got your back, and they laughing at you when you go out here and make that mistake, because, oh, she's so stupid because she went out there and fought, and she listened to everybody tell her to go fight, and now look at, now she in jail, and ain't never one of them going to come bail you out.
Yeah.
And never one of them going to give you the money to get that expunged off your record.
Exactly.
You know,
but you know something, Sister Precious, we do have to go through stuff, and the experiences that we have. Listen, God opens doors. This is for you. God opens doors that no man can shut, and he shuts doors that no man can open. So the experience that you have is like you're doing now, sharing it. You know, our broadcast is heard around the world. Blog Talk is globally heard. So your testimony and you giving that, you know, that commercial, you know, about keeping your record clean. Somebody needs to hear that, and somebody needs to know, you know, that even though, look where you are now, even with the record that you have, and isn't it amazing that all of the things that you've done, selling your body, selling guns, selling drugs, or whatever, you know, you've done, you never had a record until these two assault charges. Look at God. Look at God. But somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to know.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. I said, God, I thank you. You kept me a long time. A long time, Lord Jesus, because I know that those guns, I was living in a different city. I know that those guns should have got me federal time, because the people that I was running with got federal time. And, you know, I thank God. You know, I truly do. I thank God, because he has kept me. God, I'm talking about I'm through hell, through thick and thin. God has kept me, because I know I should have been going away from here long time ago at the age of 12, if that man would have pulled that trigger on my head. You know, God is good. But God. I'm not going backwards. I'm just going to keep going forth, and I encourage you all to keep going forth. Keep going for it.
Yes.
Just because if you're single and you're safe, honey, it's a beautiful thing. Just keep your body holy. I mean, keep your temple clean. Keep your temple clean.
Yeah.
You know, I know we all done been with, you know, probably a few different people. I don't know. I know I have. I can only speak for myself. But, you know, you got another chance to get it right, you know, and it gets hard and it gets tempting. But, you know, God, in due time, God has sent us all that right person. You know,
yes.
I'm talking to my same young ladies, you know, that are single. God has sent us the right person, and God knows just what we need. So go on to the next prayer request and ask God to honor that, you know, and know that, believe him for that, and then go on to the next prayer request and ask him to honor that, because he answers our prayers. And if he does not give us what we want, it's not because he cannot do it. It's because he knows the best for us.
That's something that, you know, that we have to realize. I thank the Lord that 5-6 years after I got saved, the Lord sent my wonderful husband to me, and we'll be celebrating our 29th anniversary next month. But it's another ministry to get young girls, because they're starting to have sex. I mean, I know this is it's unheard of, because people have been having sex for forever, and young girls and boys, but now it just seems so prevalent in the land now, you that can tell people, you know, that it's hard. I'm not going to tell you it's not hard. It's hard, but if you pray, if you have someone that you can call and say, I need you to pray me through this, you know, if we just stick together, that's what the enemy does. He comes to, you know, divide us. And so once he divides us, then he can conquer us. But if we could stay together and we can say, girl, yes, you made a mistake, but come on now. You know, God is still here. I'm right here with you. Let's repent and go on. You know, like you said that earlier, you do something wrong, repent. Be quick to repent. Be quick to repent. Don't try to hide what you've done. And you don't have to repent to anybody but God. You know, you don't have to repent to anybody but God. So I just thank God for you,
I thank God for you and Miss Renita giving me the opportunity to be on the show, you know, and I pray that it helps someone, and I bless you guys for what you all are doing, and I pray that you all stay encouraged, and because this is very encouraging, very uplifting, and it, you know, just help me to, you know, God sends something each day to help you go a little further in him, you know, so this is exciting. This is exciting, and it, you know, it's fun things to do in God. It's
it's fun things to do in Jesus, you know, and it ain't no fun walk all the time. What they say, turn
right.
up, ain't no turn up all the time. You got to turn down and sit back and watch and pray. So, you know, then, you know, when you get turned up for Jesus and go in the church house and just be full of joy and excited and expect the unexpected to happen in the church house, because you never know when you know what God is going to do. By the time you get out of church, that bill you sitting there crying about, by the time you get out of church, somebody been and hand you the money for your bill. You know, your child
yes.
just did a 360,
yes.
turned around. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to walk with God. It's a great thing to walk with God. Give it a try. Give it a try. I dare you to give it a try.
Yeah.
And give it a try for real. Give it a try for real. And the real test is if you could go through the test and still stand, then you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, yes. God is there for us, and He just wants us. He's just waiting for us to come to Him. And He said we must come to Him like little children. Little children don't have a problem asking you for whatever they want.
Yeah.
They may not
always
get what they want, but they don't have a problem asking you for whatever they want. So God wants us to come to Him. We're His children. He wants us to come to Him. Lord, you know, and I'm so thankful, precious, to hear, passionate, to hear you saying that, you know, you just talk to God. Okay, I can't deal with this. I need you to handle this. You know.
Yeah, I know you'd be saying that you would work on. That's all right.
That's what I need to hear.
Yeah.
I have Sister Renita, I have your line open if you want to say something. I know that you're at work, so you probably got us muted out. But if you want to say something, your line is open. But, you know, we just need to know. We pretend.
Good morning. Pastor Burns, good morning. Awesome show. Awesome show. God is good. And Passion, I thank you for the encouragement, because we all need
yes.
that in our walking life, and you know I need it daily, all day, every day. And I thank you for the encouragement, and I thank you. I thank you. Your show was good today. I praise God
mm-hmm.
for you two women. Y'all have, Passion, your testimony kind of steps into mine, too. And it's good to hear sometimes that you're not alone.
Yeah.
We need somebody. We need somebody. And I thank God for both of y'all. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to, honey, I'm going to
My
ask
friend.
You to pray for Passion and pray that God cover her, because you know when you start giving testimony, then the devil, he
mm-hmm.
tries to knock you down. He tries to discourage you. So we're going to pray, you know, against the retaliatory spirit over you, and pray, you know, that God continue to use you and to increase you. We're going to pray for you to go on into your nursing program. And I want, before we end, though, I want you to give us the name of the book again and where it can be purchased, and anything else that you want us to pray for.
No, the book is called Sugar Mama Survival. It's SUGA. The author is Shakira Lovick. And you can purchase it on Amazon.com. If you are in the New Bern, North Carolina area, or in the surrounding areas, my name is Passion London on Facebook. You can inbox me. It's spelled with one S on Facebook, Passion. You can inbox me if you want to me to send you the books. They are $15. I mail them out also. I have some really great supporters in different areas that have bought the books from me, and
And I thank God for all of the supporters that have helped, you know, with my daughter, success in the book ratings. She hasn't sold a lot on Amazon.com. I think only like 17. But you know, we're trying to get those, you know, trying to get that a little further up in numbers. I know that people will really enjoy it. It's very touching, very touching book, and it's for special needs. And any teachers out there that might be listening that have a, that teach special needs, get it for your classroom and read it to your kids, because it's, you know, it encourages them to let them know that they are strong also. They are strong, and then no matter what the doctors say, they can make it, and they will do it. They will be successful,
yes.
No matter what the what yes. The situation may be.
What the world says, because God has
the
final
no matter what
word.
The world says, that God got the final word, because I know they said that my baby wouldn't do anything, and my God. Yeah, she not only walks, she climbs trees to the very top, and I have to climb up to go get her. So, yeah, she's God is a healer.
Yes, to you.
So, you know,
yes,
yeah, that's
you.
All. That's...
Now, what's her name?
Her name is Michaela Cody London.
You got that, honey?
That was Kayla.
Michaela Cody London.
Okay, Michaela. Okay. Amen.
And the author name is Shakira Caleb Lovick.
Amen.
Yes.
We just thank God for your testimony today. I've been blessed by it. And I like one of the things that you kind of said several times that people really need to hear, that we just can't sit around and when we mess up just wallow in that and be guilt-ridden, because God's not that kind of God. Bible know that every morning when we wake up, he has new mercies for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just when Satan tries to bring that guilt on him, we can actually just kind of turn and laugh in his face and say, oh, no, God's forgiven me for that already. I've repented, and life goes on. And we know that God just won't forsake us, and I just thank God for you letting people know that when we mess up, just fess up and just go on and just let God continue to bless you. And then that's how we just grow from faith to faith. We go from grace to grace. God just blesses us. I mean, every day, every blink of our eye, every breath that we take, it's just new mercies from God. And we know that he has not forsaken us. He will in no wise forsake us. And just always be encouraged and continue to be faithful in those things. You're a woman of great faith. And the Bible lets us know that faith without works is dead, but you work in faith and speak faith, and your children are the product of faith, and your life every day is a product of faith. And yeah, we mess up in life, but you know what? Even the doors that seem to be closed by our mess ups or our screw ups, there are doors that God can open for us that no man, no judge, no hiring official, nobody can close those doors. So God does have great things for you in your profession. Pursue it faithfully. Pursue it hard, because when you get to those closed doors, God will be there to open those doors for you, to just take you right through, no matter what anyone says, no matter what they see and any background check. I mean, God can just clean all of that up. God can blind eyes. That God can just give favor, and that's what he does best. He just gives us favor, And we just thank God for you. And we do want to, as my wife said, pray that you will just go on and continue to be strong. And we know that your words are powerful. And, we know Satan is that type that will just try to now wreak havoc because you've given such powerful words. But we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against any spirit that would come, raise up his head that is not in the name of Jesus. Right now, we rebuke retaliation. We rebuke any hindrance. We rebuke anything. Hallelujah, that would come upon our sister's life and her children in retaliation. But right now, Lord God, we just thank you for her faith. We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you for her work. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her. We thank you, Lord God, for the words of encouragement that she has given. Just make her, Lord God, the giant in your kingdom that you have ordained her to be. It may not be in front of masses, but Lord God, those words will go across this world, letting people, young men and women, know that there is hope and that you are that hope. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Cover her with your blood. In Jesus' name, let your wings just cover her like the hen or the eagle, Lord God, would do for the young. In the name of Jesus, protection. We pray protection right now. We decree it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And we count it as done, knowing because you said in your word that if two or more would just gather in your name, if we would touch and agree on anything, if we would ask it in the name of Jesus, that it shall be done. And that's what we're doing right now. We stand in agreement, hallelujah, that only blessings will come out of this day, Lord God, more and more, and abundant blessings in Jesus' name. And just healing and deliverance, Lord God, and ministry, let it be multiplied in Jesus' name. Let the testimony, the words, hallelujah, the words of prophecy, the words of ministry, let them just flow from her, Lord God, and let them reach all those that you have ordained. You have, Lord God, a realm of influence for her. Lord God, now let her be effective, hallelujah, even more effective in that thing. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, and we just thank you, Lord God, and we call on increase even in the book sales right now, that there will just be a huge spike, Lord God, in the influx of orders coming in, whether through Amazon or whether through the website, Lord God, through the Facebook. Lord God, just let there be an increase. You know how to do that, Lord God. Do it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let there just be a new network that develops, that pushes that book, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not only for the income sake, but more so for the ministry of what it can do, Lord God, for the dying world. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. That every need be met. In Jesus' name, every need be met. Hallelujah. Let there be abundance. Hallelujah. No lack in anything. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that word and that covering. I appreciate it. I bless you.
Amen.
And ask God to bless you all and to keep you all and let even more listeners, you know, listen in, because it's a very healthy show. Very healthy show.
It is. Well, we have some callers on the line. Would you be open to talking to some people?
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay, our first caller. Now, I want to make this announcement. If you don't want to talk,
understand. Don't say anything, but don't hang up. Don't hang up. If you don't want to talk, don't say anything, but don't hang up because you're going to have the presence to pray over us at the end. And we don't know what God is going to use this woman of God to say to us, so just hang on. But our first caller,
okay. The
area code is 813, and the last four digits, 9754. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Amen. May I have your name?
My name is Kissa.
Kissa?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And how did you hear about our call?
Renita posted it on Facebook, and I wake up a lot of mornings and, well, some mornings, and listen to the 6 o'clock service that she invited me to. And I'm searching. So that's why I'm here, and I've really been moved and touched, and I have a lot of questions, but I've been actually texting Renita the whole time, asking her, what does this mean? What does that mean? How does this work, you know? But she said a lot of things that I needed to hear, a lot of stuff that I needed to hear.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you have a question.
Thank God.
You have a question you want to ask her?
Pastor said faith without works is dead. I've heard that before, and I don't think that I have the correct meaning. I want to be clear. In faith without works is dead. I mean, are you talking about working in God or working towards what you want or what you need?
You want me to answer that, Miss Billy?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Well, what I mean is like, I'm asking God for a job, and I'm seeking
right.
God for a job, but I'm just sitting here, and I'm not doing anything on earth. I'm not doing my part. I'm just sitting here. Okay, God, I need a job every day. I'm asking God for a job, but I'm not going out filling any applications out.
Right.
I expect God to give me a job. So what I have to do is I have to go out here and fill out applications to wherever, you know, ask God to lead you or you know, asking God to lead me to where to go. I'm going out filling out applications. But in the process, okay, now, God, you send me to the place where you want me to go that's going to better me.
That's right.
That's going to better me, that's going to keep me. That I don't want to go to a job just to go to the job. I want to go to a job and I want to work and I want to be free and I don't want to be bound up and I don't want to walk on eggshells and I want people to be able to see the glory of my life and I want to go somewhere where I'm celebrated, you know, where people celebrate you, Jesus, you know. So that's a meaning of faith without works. I mean, you know, when faith without works is dead. Another thing is, okay, we get the paycheck, so we pay, okay, but we spending all our money on shopping. But we say, God, okay, I need all my bills paid. And God, I don't have the money to pay my bills. No, you had the money to pay your bills and your tithes, but you did not do any of it. You spent all your money on shopping, and now you expect God to come pay all your bills. You know what I'm saying? God is not going to do that. God, you have to pay what you can and do the best you can. And then God will bring in favor for the rest. That's faith without work. You know, that's what you're asking, you know. And it's a lot of different circumstances in situations like that. You know, we have to do our part here on earth. Pray, seek his face, get out here on earth and do what we have to do for ministry, for work, for whatever. We have to do what we have to do for our churches and so our churches can grow. And if we're not ministering, if we're not speaking the word, if we're not living nothing, we can't say, God, I want our churches to grow. I want to grow in you, Lord, but we're just sitting home every day and not doing nothing and not praying. But God, I want you to send me to the right church. No, get out there and go see different churches. You know, and if you find, and then you might find the right church, but you're not gonna be able to find it sitting down all day long, doing nothing.
Right. Right. Okay.
Did that help you?
That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense. I mean, I wanted to make sure, you know, that I was thinking the right way. so I knew the best thing for me to do was to ask.
Yeah, of course. Always ask.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
God
thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. I kiss you. Do you work with Renita?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, you're just
I
friends
actually met Renita when I lived in North Carolina, and I left and moved back to Florida. And it's been rough. North Carolina was rough. Florida is really, really rough. And, I mean, I have a lot of things going on, trying to find stable housing for me and my children and myself. And, you know, I got a husband that is running from God, and I see that, and I've been seeing that, and I was running too, and I didn't realize it. But now God put me in a spot where he's like, you going to talk to me, or you going to drown? And that's just the bottom line. So my husband is very close to that spot, and he doesn't see it. So I'm trying not to be angry. I'm trying not to be bitter, and I'm trying to give it over to God and not continue to mess it up.
That's all you can do is give it to God. There's nothing that you can do but give it to God, and strictly, and I mean give it all the way to God. Don't keep putting your hands in it and dipping and dabbing in it. Give it all the way to God and let God work it out. God is going to give you and your kids housing.
I know.
And it's not going to just be any kind of housing. God is going to give that to you. And God is going to give you the income to be able to pay your bills.
That's
so
right.
that God is going to do that. He's going to do that very quickly. Within the next few months, God is going to. I know that might seem like a long time, but you just hold on a little while longer, because God knows the desires of your heart, and God knows that you are trying to do the best that you can do. So cry no more. Just get a little stronger and start praying a little harder. If you got to pray three times a day, and don't stop praying until you feel something break. Don't just pray to pray. Pray till you feel something break. Pray till you feel a release.
Okay.
Okay?
I can do that.
And your husband, give it to God, let it go. Lock it and go on. Because you got to get you and them kids together. Now, if he don't want to go, I know that's your husband, and God's not going to have y'all unequally yoked.
Yeah, I'm seeing, yeah.
He's not going to have y'all unequally yoked, so either he got to line up and get in the Word of God, or he's going to drop. But you have the power to pray your husband up. Because a lot of the times, and I mean to step on our toes, a lot of times women's faiths are a little stronger than the men's faiths in marriages. So you got it. It might seem a little diverse right now, but you have it. You have everything you need in your mouth.
I
pray fast and go on fast.
My husband brought me to God. He brought me to God.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks after we got married, he got baptized, and then not even a month after that, he lost his poor mind, and it's been downhill from there. Literally downhill from there, to the point that I don't even know where my husband is right now. So,
well,
I mean,
you go on a fast. You go on a fast for, you let God lead you, but I'm hearing in my spirit, you go on a fast for 6 days, 7 days, and you go on a fast for as long as you can, and you pray, and you read your Bible. During that time, every time you get a chance, I don't know if you work, but every time you get a chance, you get in a place where you can just get quiet and read your Bible and pray. And pray in your spirit all day. Sometimes we just have to labor all day long. You know, and then some days it just be like that, because we need a breakthrough. We need a breakthrough. Ain't nothing wrong with talking to God all day long. I know I have to stay on the right path. So, woman of God, you be encouraged. And you let God, you let it go, and you let God. God's going to bring your husband home. He's going to bring your husband home. And just pray over his mind that God bring his mind back to health and let it be generated back right. Because, see, the devil didn't got attached his mind. Now, he could come back from that. He could come back for that. Just keep covering his mind.
All right, I will.
Amen.
Okay? Bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. God bless you. Sister Kissa. Nina, the next line is 516 is the area code, and the last four, 8825. Are you there, caller?
8825. Amen. Well, God bless you for calling in, and I know that you've been blessed listening to the testimony. We're going to go to the next caller. The area code is, oh, they hung up. So they disappeared. Okay, well, amen. Well, this is Passion. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing. This has really been an awesome, awesome, awesome Saturday Day Overcame broadcast service. God has been glorified.
Amen.
And so we're going to ask you to end us in prayer. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to ask you to end us in prayer. Now, there's one more caller. The area code is 252 and the last four, 7350. Are you?
That's my mama.
Are you there, caller? Amen. Well, thank you for calling in. And I have everybody's lines open. Okay. So, amen. We will ask you to end us in prayer. And thank you again for coming on and sharing your testimony with us and, you know, letting God use you to minister.
Amen. Did you want me to pray now, or?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Father God, we come to you, and we come to you in excitement, and we thank you for what you have done on this Saturday morning. Thank you for allowing the great woman of God, Ms. Barnes, to give me the opportunity to be on her blog radio. Thank you, Father God, for covering the people that's on the line, Father God. And I ask you, Father God, to keep them, Lord Jesus, and keep them in their right minds, Father God, and give them strength and encourage, let them be able to encourage themselves, Father God, when they can't see no hope, Father God, or they can't see a way out, Father God. Give them a little bit, Father God, to go on a little bit more each day, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to cover the minds and in the hearts of the people, Father God, that they won't give up, Father God, that they just keep on pushing a little further, Father God. And also, Father God, give them the desires of their hearts, Father God, the things that they want, Father God. I know the people are tired of struggling, Father God, with finances, Father God. I ask you to release finances, Father God, in the atmosphere, Father God, so people can be able to live a little healthier and have a little wealth, Father God, to go along with that life, Father God. Bless them, Father God, and everything that they do, Father God, in education and marriages, Father God, and just their daily walk, Father God. We ask you to bless the Barneses, Father God, and to keep them, that people, more people will listen on, Father God, and even that they would get a little further in this thing, Father God, that they might even get their own studio to open up, Father God. We don't know what your plans are, Father God, but we speak it into existence right now, Father God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, and we bind up whatever the enemy is trying to do, Father God, and we lose the great things of you, Father God, on the earth, Father God. We thank you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And I just want to admonish everybody, like Sister Passion said, that they get out. I know that I'm in North Carolina now. We're in North Carolina now, but I'm originally from Chicago. And they're calling Chicago Chirac of the killing that's going on there. So if you're listening back home, we don't know who's on listening over the internet, but people are able to listen over the internet also. And we just want to say, do the things that this sister just told us about. Get out to your community early in the morning before people are really up and out, and cover
your cities, cover your cities in prayer. We don't never need to go without praying. I'm telling you, because this world that we're living in, and we're here, the earth is groaning because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. So, you know, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. And please don't let this be the last time that you call in and share with us.
No, ma'am, it won't. Thank you again. And I love you all, and God bless you. I'm about to get ready for work. But
okay, amen, amen. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we just thank God for the broadcast. And have a good day today. We thank God for all that he's done. Okay, and what our ears have heard on today. And we just want to admonish you again to listen to New Destiny Ministries every day. She's at the same number, 858-683-1334. Yes.
I'm sorry, Ms. Renita texted me and said that she has an announcement. So I believe it's the announcement. We are having a conference. It's called Can You Help a Sister Out on the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th of October. If you could come out all three of those nights, all three of those dates, it'll be wonderful. On the 5th, I will be the guest speaker. On Friday night, Apostle Mary Thomas will be the guest speaker at Pillar 5 Worship Center, Highway 2450, Warsaw, North Carolina. It's going to be an awesome move of God. The apostle is Apostle Dr. Jackie London, which is my mom, and I'm so very proud of her and her ministry and what she's doing. I'm on the phone. Her ministry and what she's doing. We thank God for ministry because it's definitely the people who are really living for God and really are trying to do something are being effective in ministry. If you are in the surrounding areas, come out and join us on those nights. And that morning at 11 o'clock, I will be the speaker of the hour. So, you know, hope everyone can make it. And Miss Apostle Mary Thomas is from Atlanta, so she'll be down that Friday night. And then that Saturday we have refreshments, Zumba. We're going to talk real talk about real life issues that Saturday. We're going to do exercises. We're going to go out. I think we're going to go out to eat that later on that day. So just come out and have fun with us.
Amen. Well, we won't be able to make it. We will be in training those days. All three of those days will be in training, but do try to make it out, and we will announce that again. Renita will be announcing, and she's on with us every Saturday or the Saturdays that she can, so we will allow her to make that announcement. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, well, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. And please join Evangelist Bernard every day at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time at this same number. New Destiny Ministries, you will be blessed. Hear what the Lord is saying to his people. And honey, thank you for being on the air with us.
I'm here.
Amen. Thank you for
that again.
I said thank you for being on the air with us. Thank you for, helping your wife.
Always my pleasure, and it's such a blessing to be a part of what God is doing in you and through you, because this is a vision that God gave you, and just bless you and your faithfulness for seeing it through, even though sometimes I know it gets a little, I don't like to use the word discouraging, but I know when you don't see what you like to see all the time, but God is being glorified and his people are being edified, and we know just by faith that this word is going out throughout among the nations. So just be encouraged, and thank you for letting God use you and letting me be a part.
Thank you, baby. And we actually are coming up on our second year So we're going to plan some special things. Last year we had some former guests to come on and just, you know, give some words of encouragement to us. And, yes, it does get discouraging sometimes. But thank you for, you know, keeping me encouraged and staying there with me so that, you know, that the Lord is glorified and that he uses us. So I love you, baby.
I love you back.
Okay. Amen. Okay. And until next week, we just want to praise you.
I just want to praise you
forever. Come on.